Grey's Anatomy is back, and we are breaking down the show next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, Grey's Anatomy is back. We are in season 13, it's episode 11, Jukebox Hero. I am your host, Kelly, and I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm sorry. I'm going to try not to cough and yak in your ears. And joining me on the panel are my lovely co-hosts.
Yes, I'm Shannon Bobo. Hello, back again. You can reach me at Shannon Bobo on all the different social media platforms.
Hey, everybody. I'm Timothy Michael. You can reach me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. This is a good song choice, Kelly.
Yes,
I'm
definitely.
In love with the song.
I really like
it. It's the name
song.
Of the topic,
yeah.
The title
I mean,
of the show.
It ties everything in. There was a variation of heroes tonight.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was a really good episode.
I thought it was a great episode.
It was a really good episode. There were a lot of like hidden messages throughout the episode. Let's see if we can pick them all out.
Yeah.
What is it? Double entendre? Is that the word?
Don.
All right, let's dive right in. Mm-hmm. So the big cliffhanger that we had is Alex in jail? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And no one can find him. They can't find his case number, his social security number. Meredith's looking for him all day. It's a good thing she doesn't have kids or doesn't have to work, right?
I'm always asking where are the kids?
Because like if Amelia's not watching them and you know
that's another one.
Maddie's not watching them, I'm like, where are the kids?
They're just in the nursery at the hospital. They just live in the hospital.
But I loved how Meredith really stepped up, and obviously we obviously expected that to happen because Alex is like a little brother to her. But it's like it was nice to see her, you know, really go balls to the wall to try to find him.
Very proactive. She was very proactive this episode. And that's her family. She's taking care of her people.
So throughout the episode, we don't see very much of her because she is going to courts and trying to figure out where he is. And as of right now, we really don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, at the hospital, Dr. Minnick is trying to weasel her way into all the ORs.
Do you guys not like her?
I think she's fine. Like, she's grown on me this episode. Because after a while, I was just like, okay, you guys need to calm down a little bit. It's not that, like, she's just there to, she was hired to do a certain job. And it's because certain things weren't being delivered, so... I don't know. Like, I understand their grief, but at the same time, you have to open up the space to see what can happen with her.
No, I agree. But I'm actually the opposite of you. When she first came on to Grey's, I was like, I actually really like her. And that's surprising because, you know, anytime they introduce a new character, you're like,
I got a minute.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know about you. But I really liked her first. This episode turned me off a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I thought she was a little cocky. I thought she was a little aggressive.
I don't like the way... And I understand Weber's point of view, and I understand both sides of it, but I don't like the way she went about it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I don't think that... I think the change is good. Everybody needs to evolve and change and all of that, but there's a way to do it, and elbowing your way in is not the way to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, May is just saying, like, Minnick had no chill. We see you, May. She's like, mm-hmm. I softened up towards her, towards the, you know... As the episode grew.
Yeah, I think she, toward the episode, her little, you know, inner battle, because she came in saying, you know, this is the way that I want to do it, and Dr. Bailey's like, no, this is not the way that it's going to get done, because you don't know these people.
Right.
And I feel like she had to learn that the hard way, and I think that prevailed at the end of the episode when she took Arizona aside and was like, thank you. It was kind of like a little reverse psychology.
Yeah,
it was, but then she also still kind of went out like she's the winner, and that's not what was intended. But, I mean, it's still, like, at the end of the day, the goal was met.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, it's like, don't dust your shoulder off. Like, it's a team effort. And I feel like that's where she's kind of, like, that disconnect comes in. She doesn't see it as a team. She feels like she's the missing link.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. Like, she's, like, the eye in team.
I felt a little bit... Oh, yeah. I understand that. I felt a little bit of her tail between her legs towards the end, a little bit. Like, just because she was shell-shocked after everybody was like, actually, no, we're not going to allow you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she... I don't know. That's the reason why I was a little bit... Adrian, or am I saying that right? Benet, don't like the way that she went about it. Completely understand.
Yeah.
Oh, most people don't really care for her. I guess I'm the only one that's going about for her right now.
I think overall, the idea is good, but it's just there's a tactic to everything, and there's a way to do things. And it's like, you know, you have this family that works together hours and hours, strenuous situations all day long. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, kind of like, I get what you're doing, but who are you to just kind of like, you know, just kind of like,
It was a little manipulative at the end when what she said to Arizona was a little bit of a cut, because Arizona was like, that's not the reason why I did it. It was like, I had to take care of something else, and that's the reason why I sent it. But it wasn't because it was acquiescing to your practice and what you wanted to happen. That's not the way it went about.
Like, she's still trying to kind of take that credit, which is
I'm going back. I don't like her anymore. Shannon sees the light.
I think that with Dr. Minnick, I feel like there's going to be a battle between, you know, the attendings and then the Joe and, mm-hmm. and Owen and all those people who want to learn, but then the attendings are kind of stuck in their old ways, mm-hmm. and they're going to bat for Richard. But if you notice, none of the younger crowd is. They're all like,
"Oh, that's true."
You know, we kind of want to learn. We kind of like her approach, and I feel like there's going to be like a little bit of clashing between.
Oh, for sure, well, because they want to get in there. Too.
And what Jackson said, Jackson was like, "Okay, but we have our first black woman chief, so let's calm down." Mm-hmm. So just seeing things from an eagle's eyes perspective instead of just like, "Oh, look what they're doing to Weber," you know what I mean? Right. So it all depends.
Yeah, and she was very much a stereotypical villain today. Richard Gardner is right.
He's like, she should absolutely partner up with Weber and like be his friend, like try to kumbaya a little bit.
I mean,
because
it's like both techniques, and find kind of like a common ground and compromise and see kind of like what works best in each different situation.
I agree.
You know, but it's like, you know, sometimes when you're young and hungry and you think you know everything.
Especially when you're a woman.
Because you're fighting a little bit. Or at least in your mind, you feel like you have to fight that
yourself.
Much harder.
Yes.
Every situation is different. And, you know, especially when you're young or you look young, and there's all these different things when people, you know, may treat you certain ways. So you have that extra battle, that armor that you're coming at with, mm-hmm. and maybe that's part of the problem too.
Yeah, no,
that's
I completely agree with you, and I feel like you're right. I think that she probably does have to feel that she has to fight harder. She has to do everything backwards and heels, and it's like she's probably had to do this. She's addressed it in the episode and mm-hmm. previously when she first made it onto the scene, that she's done this before, and it takes them a little while getting used to, but then it ultimately does. But I feel like she doesn't know what she's messing with at Grace Thorne.
Not yet, because they have each other's backs, and it's like mm-hmm. family there, so we'll see how well she does this.
Well, it looks like Bailey's not gonna back down. I mean, Weber kind of like, he put a strategy in place with Avery and April to kind of like, you know, kind of lock her out of the ORs.
Not gonna happen. Arizona too.
Arizona's part of it too. Everybody was kind of in on it and keeping her out of surgeries. And it looks like, you know, Avery's mom, I'm blanking on her name. Catherine. Yeah, it's like her and Bailey against kind of everyone else. And
I almost forgot that Catherine was the one that like kind of put this all in motion.
Right.
And yeah, that's a good point.
The program needed some rebooting. So regardless, obviously there's a lot of missteps that took place. So this change needed to happen. Change is not always good at first, and people they need a minute to adjust to it.
Yeah,
so.
Change is uncomfortable, but we'll see.
I mean, I agree with that, but it's like, I didn't expect such backlash toward Dr. Bailey. Like, this is Bailey, you guys. Like, this is like,
I don't know, that's why Jack
was
defending her.
So it's like, hard-headed too, though. She's not giving it. I mean, and I guess in her position, she really can't. She has to kind of be firm and stick to her guns. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're seeing. She's not giving any, you know, any leeway to anyone. So,
but Stephanie was like a little bit afraid of the board in the beginning. She said, "Don't touch the board. That's for Dr. Bailey." And then Dr. Bailey came in and said, "No, like, let's try." She's really staying open to the possibility that Eliza Minnick can possibly change the way the teaching. So she's let's try her approach.
Yeah, but I think that's what a good chief does.
She's open to, let's see what you can do to change.
Yeah,
it was a great episode. Like, everybody, Fatima, is like, it's a great episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we understand, but it is called Grey's Anatomy. We know Meredith Grey needs to be on there, but she needed to find her people, Olivia.
She needs to find her family.
Every episode, I'm like, where are the kids? Where are the kids? So, like, there's a lot more juiciness that happened in this episode, too. with the baby and the mom.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the
Yeah, let's talk about the patient.
Two cases.
Yeah, with some good great cases.
Mm. I'm considering that a Lyft driver. Shout out to Lyft. What? But he was the hero, the jukebox hero.
Yeah, he was video chatting with the hospital trying to get this woman to the hospital to have her baby. And she's in the front seat, which was, you know, for a ride share was interesting. Yes. To have her in the front seat.
Always sit in the front. I sit in the front every time. And every Lyft driver, they're like, I can't believe you're sitting in the front. I'm like, heck yeah. They usually have stuff in the front. They have to move it for me. I'm like, this ain't driving Miss Daisy. Yeah. I'm sitting next to you.
I'm so bad. I go right in the back. Well,
I usually ride in the back,
too. It's not bad.
Yeah. I'm always like, kind of like, it all.
It's just me. I'm like different, you know.
Yeah. Well, this guy was really committed. Yes. He wanted to help get this woman there. They almost made it. They were almost to the hospital. And then, of course,
something happens.
You know, something terrible happens, of course, because it has to. But, you know, the twist is, it's, you know, the husband that's racing to the hospital to go see his baby be born is the one that causes this accident.
Yes.
And it's, you know, you got pelvis shattered, legs shattered, babies.
I felt the pain of the mom. I was like, I feel her right now. Like, am I, my legs supposed to hurt? Uh-uh. It felt like, I love the way the episode drove, how everything just kind of took place. Yeah.
I thought this was a good case. I always like to see, obviously, how Gray's like thinks of new and inventive ways to kind of bring on a case. And I love, I'm going to just share this with you guys. I normally don't like children cases because I'm not really a fan of children. But I love Dr. Robbins so much.
Yes.
And I love seeing her interact with like, and being so, because you know when Gina Davis was on, she learned all of these new techniques. Right. And I love seeing them in action. Mm-hmm. So when she has like these like crazy like cases of, you know, there's a pelvis right next to the baby, and there's a diaphragmatic, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor, you guys. I just love seeing how she handles it.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was really intense, and you know, and she doesn't have her right hand person, Alex, there, which makes it that much more stressful.
She really missed him today,
and then she feels bad because she told the mother to put her feet up and all that, and then that caused extra damage to her in the car accident, so she feels guilty, so she wants to be there helping make sure the mother survives, and it's just like all this added pressure to herself, and then the baby's in distress,
and the dad feels extra guilty too, because he's like, I'm the reason why my wife is now, and my kid and my wife might not make it. So a lot, that was very emotional.
Well, how did you feel about him being in the OR for the C-section, which I agreed with, he should have been there for the birth, but then Arizona kept telling him not
to say anything.
How did you guys feel about that?
Well, because it's, you don't want her to be in duress. I agree with like, just wait a minute, we'll talk about what happened after.
Yeah, I agree with that too. It's like, I would have waited.
I think what I didn't like was Mindy's reaction. She's like, it was you? It was you? Like, girl, just be like, you know what, we're about to have a baby, everybody's fine now, we'll be fine, like, let's just move on.
But she's like, well, it's like, my sister just had a baby, and so it was like really intense. I was there when, you know, toward the end of her delivery. Uh-huh. I kind of like walked in when it was like,
wow. Not a lot of stuff.
There was like too much going on when I should not have been walking in there. Mm-hmm. But just kind of like seeing the bond and all of that, I mean, can you imagine, like, it's your, I mean, I, from what I understand, it's like just kind of like the protection that you feel, everything completely changes. So it's like, you endangered my child. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like it's
kind of like those mama bear instincts that are just like, oh, it was you. How dare you?
Yeah.
And I understand that. Like, I feel that way sometimes when Joe has reactions towards things that I'm like, it's not about you, Joe. So I kind of, you know, she's done it a couple of times. She's Yeah, but Murder, She Wrote, that's so true. Or May, I'm pretty sure that's May. But love the way that you didn't mean to, how they diffused the situation with Arizona and the husband, Ryan, how they just kind of said, well, you were just doing your best. And it just kind of had that, like, beautiful forgiveness moment.
It was an accident. And it was a horrible, horrible accident. But things do happen. Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's a hospital. Life happens. Like, there's really nothing that you can do. And I'm glad that Arizona addressed it with the dad. And I'm glad.
Because she was able to forgive herself. And ask for forgiveness, and he was able to forgive himself, and you know, so now when he talks to his wife, I'm pretty sure, you know, they'll have like a nice little look, I was just trying to rush to get to you, and I'm here, I love you, and I'm here for the baby.
That's not the way you want to start, especially after something so traumatic. It's good to just kind of like clear the air and just let it be.
Yes, exactly.
But going back to Arizona really quick, just know, like, I didn't really catch on, and I'm glad that you brought it up, that how much she missed Alex, because she kept going to Dr. Burton, and they kept all being like, oh, Dr. Burton. Okay. Like, yeah, you're not Alex Karev. Yeah. You're Dr. Burton.
Right.
And it's like this other person, and you could see how stressed out she was. What I was questioning was, why didn't, like, she just suck it up and ask Dr. Munich for help?
Like,
but she's not resistance. A specialty yeah. like that.
She's not, but I mean, if you could trust Murphy to put the baby on ECMO, like, you can go and be like, hey, because she was like, she told Murphy, like, hey, go and page the attending or the person who's on call. Mm. Why didn't she just be like, go get Munich?
No, again, I don't know, maybe she yeah. didn't even think of it.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
She's and so, it may like, not even be her specialty again. So maybe it's just, yeah.
I just thought that was where the episode was going to go. Like, Arizona was, like, in this, like, corner, and she's like, I don't want to do this, but
right.
go ask Munich for help. This yeah. is what we need right now. Mm-hmm. All hands on deck, guys.
Yes, all hands on deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other case, which is really cool, the hockey... That was gross.
Oh my gosh, a skate to the face.
Oh my goodness.
That was a lot. Stepping on somebody's face no. with an ice skate.
Oh my god. Every but that's the way hockey goes. Hockey is very, yes. very violent. So, you
oh,
know.
Oh yeah. I mean, and every time I go ice skating, it's like every time I fall, I always do this because I don't want somebody like running around. Like, yeah.
So, the yeah. best part of hockey are the fights.
Which yes, is, that's true.
Yeah.
She,
yeah,
what do they call it? What is the guy that starts the fight? I forgot I forgot what it's called.
Is there a person that actually starts the fight?
Yeah, it's a person who's behind. To like literally start to fight. There's a movie about it, the Grinder or the Gert or something like that. I don't know. You guys know what that is anyway.
But
oh, they're making predictions that Joe may be pregnant. They're like, don't make her pregnant.
She's
pregnant in real life.
Yeah.
I saw the actual Instagram picture of her on her Instagram with the pregnant belly. So yeah. she Beyonce that when she was pregnant when she first got found out she was pregnant.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. back to the case with the ice skate. That. Little scene with Munich and Richard mm-hmm. in the OR. I thought that was crazy. When she said, shake up the other team or get your own team going, I was like, mm-hmm. She's trying to like...
Just... But then she also understood that she was getting
undermined.
And yes. she even admitted it. So it was like, it was definitely, you know, a double lesson there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, they were talking about the rules of hockey, but also like the rules of just kind of like getting into a fight.
Yeah, I loved, and that was another double entendre that mm-hmm. we were talking about in the beginning that we were going to address because it was like these little like jabs. It's yes. like it's like I'm gonna shank you here. Well, I'm gonna shank you here. Blood. I mm-hmm. loved it.
Yeah, and I like how Weber didn't back down either. He's like, you know, you say you're ready. I hope you are.
And but he shouldn't. He has all these years.
It's called the enforcer. That's what yes. I was thinking of. Yes, thank
Thanks,
you.
Lauren,
the hockey thing. Yes. So they start fights on purpose just to like rile people up and everything. Yes, it's called. Thank you, Lauren. Lauren G was like, look, it's called the enforcer. Thank you. So that's interesting. May just said Amelia and Joe look kind of rough tonight. I didn't get that.
Joe looked a little... I think Joe's just stressed out. I feel like she's got a lot on her plate. Yeah, and I feel...
Well, honestly, I really just can't stand either one of them. Ooh. They're whiny crybabies.
See, Joe, I agree with, but I like Amelia.
I do like Amelia,
too. Oh, my
too.
God, I'm sorry. Deal. I can't deal. Every time I turn around, I mean, I know she's been through it. I yes. know, but oh, my gosh. Meredith has been dead about 7 times.
Oh, yes!
Give me a break, Amelia.
That's
calm
so true.
Down.
That's
calm
so true. I agree with that.
It's like, I get it. Like, you have... gone through some stuff, but you are not the only one.
I think I do love Amelia, but I think I'm gonna jump on this bandwagon with you and just be like, you know, she fought tooth and nail to marry Owen, and now she's like,
I know,
being crazy.
Yes. Yes. Maybe. I can't.
There's like, she ain't drinking that shit. I'm like, no, but she drunk on yogurt. She keeps taking my yogurt. That's what Stephanie should have said.
I just want. I mean, she is the. Out of like she's acting like Joe. Like Joe's a kid, like for you know, quote unquote, like for lack of a better term, compared to all of these others. Like she's the kid. She's a kid. Right?
Yeah.
She's acting like it.
She's younger, okay. Yeah.
Amelia, no excuse. No excuse. Get it together.
Well, she's the kid's sister
like,
of her brother.
I can't.
This is why Meredith can't stand her.
Yeah.
Yes. It's because of, like all she does is whine and cry. It's like, suck it up. This is what you wanted. I understand you're going through stuff, but you work in a hospital where there are trained professional people to help you deal with that.
Yeah.
Like, let's figure it out. You wanted this family. You cry about not having this and that. Here we are.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out.
And you're being raggedy. Yeah. She's basically just being raggedy.
Out.
Both Joe and Amelia are raggedy. Amelia's just less raggedy.
She's hanging out at Stephanie's house. Like, give me a
That's
break.
Another thing that I want to kind of the dress because I'm like, you were sleeping on this poor, like,
girl's couch in her studio apartment.
That apartment looked bigger than a studio. Didn't she have her own bedroom?
No, the bed was right behind the couch.
I didn't know that. And then
May was mentioning a rainbow. I want that rainbow blanket. That's Stephanie's.
That's
a good blanket, okay? May.
Yes, Amelia is definitely, she probably kidnapped Mara's kids. No, Amelia definitely is dealing with it all wrong. And I do, and I had said this before last season, that it irritated me that it's the same. I feel like it is the Christina storyline over again. And I feel like it's enough with Owen and the storyline. I'm just kind of over it with the same, like, but I'm hoping that they prove me wrong and it goes in a different direction.
I never liked Amelia and Owen together in the first place. Am I the only one on that wagon?
I'm not a fan of her.
You're just not a fan.
You don't want to be with anybody. You just want to be off the show.
You're just over done it. With her.
Yeah, I never really liked them together. So every time I don't know. Is it bad that I'm kind of hoping that they don't make it? Oh, I feel like a terrible person, but I feel like
I feel so bad for Owen. Like, yeah. I feel like he's like always like the woe is me. Like, yes. With all these like women.
And he's so cute with babies. Do you remember when he was with?
But with a little boy.
Avery's baby too.
And then that kid that he was about to adopt if the dad didn't make it in that one case, and then the dad did wind up making it.
So hopefully it'll go in a different direction and it won't be the same storyline, because I know I was complaining about this before.
Yes, you mentioned that. You said, this sounds familiar.
But we'll see.
Feels like you guys need some more story. Let's hire some new writers. Let's see what happens here. What's up with Joe? Like, why was she being so...
That's another thing that I wanted to touch on.
She's been a little raggedy.
Like I said, I just feel like she's a lot going on. Like, Alex is missing. She doesn't know where Alex is. Meredith, nobody knows where Alex is. And obviously, like we said in last week's episode, she probably feels a bit of, you know, guilt for what happened.
But she's acting like a spoiled child.
She is.
That's the way that she's acting to me. She does feel bad, but she doesn't know how to deal with it, so she's just being mean.
I feel like a little bit of it is protective, too. Like, a little protective. I've been through this before. Like, I can handle my stuff. Like, because it couldn't just be, like, putting up walls.
But if she could handle herself, then her patient would have almost died with a
collapsed lung. Yeah, that's true. That was another thing that happened.
So she can't handle it.
Which, going back to the jukebox hero, the Lyft driver, he used to walk home noticed.
I'm so long. Lyft, if you want to endorse this.
It looked like a Lyft car to me, and it didn't look like a taxi in the thing. But regardless, he noticed that the guy was going through stuff. And if he hadn't noticed that, so he ended up being a hero, too. And it was
absolutely
so cute.
Unprofessional for Joe, though. Joe was supposed to be watching, and she was like, I'm going to steal a little Dr. Bailey phrase. She was butthurt.
Yeah, she was
about whatever she's butthurt about, and she just left him there, and he almost freaking died.
And that's the point, is that she's not okay. She can't deal with it, and she's not built for it, because if she was, then her work wouldn't suffer, but it is. So she's just kind of like doing like the pound fisting, legs kicking kind of like
tantrum. A toddler.
Yeah,
I think she wants to appear stronger than she actually is, and that's why she needed Alex, because Alex was like her, you know, rock. He was like the one person that she could rely on and lean on, and now that he's not there, she's trying to do it all by herself, and she's realizing that she can't.
She definitely hasn't had anyone to help guide her, and that's one thing that I know we have talked about before, is that I was kind of like hoping that someone would kind of mentor her and kind of be that person for her.
Well, we don't want it to be Amelia, because they'll end up being the same again.
Well, Amelia's just kind of nuts, but it just kind of seems like she just kind of gets left by the wayside, and there's no one really to kind of like help guide her through what she's going through, and I feel bad for that there's not that kind of like older person to be her mentor in that roundabout way. She kind of seems like she's left alone.
Well, but she keeps shutting everybody out, so how is anybody supposed to get in?
But nobody's even tried, protective. Like, she's just like, she's on, like, she, I gotta take care of myself.
The closest relationship she had was with DeLucas and Stephanie, and
that's
Alex.
That's true.
There was really nobody else, because she never really fit in with the other women.
Mm-mm.
They kind of like, just nobody really ever kind of like took that time to even try to care.
Well, didn't Amelia try, like, have her on like Neuro one time and realize that she was actually really good at Neuro, and then I might be mistaking her with another resident.
But then I think her and Stephanie kind of got
resident.
I think her and Stephanie kind of got in a fight about it, because there wasn't. And then it kind of went back. It was weird.
That's what
I
mean.
Know.
I feel
you
like Amelia did try to like take her under her wing, and then that just never happened. I guess I don't know. Hey, what about Murphy, you guys? Speaking of residents, Murphy is back. I know we didn't touch on this in the last episode, but I really like that she's back, because I was mad that they kicked her off when they did kick her off, and then or didn't ask her back, whatever that situation was. So I'm glad that she's back. I'm glad that she is with MPs with Arizona, because she fought so hard to get back. And if we're going to talk about these women roles and working twice as hard to get somewhere, Murphy has done that. Like, she literally got kicked off the program, like, got kicked out of the program, went to another hospital, worked twice as hard just to get back into this program.
Because it's a good program.
Yeah, and now she's under Arizona, which is awesome. But I'm a little excited to see where her character goes.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, Richard, you're right. Callie was the one that was closest to mentoring Joe when she was doing...
no one cares about Murphy.
Yes, yes.
Thanks, Murder, She Wrote. I care about Murphy. I like her. The little lesbian who like has a thing with Dr. Robbins. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, someone earlier scrolled in. We were having a discussion about something else, but they said they think that it's possible DeLuca dropped the charges. But like we were saying last week, those are...
State charges.
Now they're not, you know, I don't know. I mean, unless something changed.
I mean, TV magic, people. TV magic.
TV magic. TV magic. I mean,
it's indefinitely postponed, so which means it's like not going to happen, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I mean, just speaking of that scene with Arizona and DeLuca in the end, and she said, you know, Alex is gone, and he was surprised. He was like, gone? What? Like, what? And then Alex looked pretty relaxed, sleeping.
He sure did.
You know,
and someone else mentioned, how did they not notice that Alex was home all that time?
The whole time?
Yes. In her bed. Well, the same way they don't notice the kids. Missing kids, missing Alex, you know, it just kind of happens. So, yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
But crazy.
Then, I also noticed that someone mentioned what you said earlier, what we researched, that there's a possibility that Dr. Stephanie won't be on anymore.
Well, TV Line was reporting that she may not return as a series regular for season 14, but doesn't necessarily mean that she might not appear in episodes.
Oh, got that.
It looks like she might have been cast on a new show, but ABC hasn't commented on it yet.
Okay,
so,
cool. So that's where you got that.
Unless she has, unless they've commented it like the last like day or so, but that was the last I was reading on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, if anybody in the chat knows anything about that, let us know.
Yes,
I see, this is the one thing that I don't like about reading like spoilers like that is because like if something happens to her, like a cliffhanger, like she gets into a car accident, we're like, well, no, she knew she's gonna die because she's not coming on the show anymore.
Yeah,
so it's
true.
Like I'm but at the same time, I'm always fascinated to know how they're gonna write a character off. I know that somebody in the chat had said they missed Christina earlier, and we were all like speculating what's gonna happen to Christina, and we were like, do we want her to die, do we not want her to die,
right?
And it's like,
and she's working right now, let her come back.
She's in her Switzerland hospital owning stuff.
Yeah. Well, there was some speculation a couple weeks ago about her potentially coming back.
That
on the
would
show.
Be awesome.
But I mean, who knows? Yeah. Like how they real always, that they was.
And then get back with Owen and have a baby.
Yeah, she's
or she's going
like
to bring
a,
an adopted baby that she adopted because all of a sudden she had a change of heart.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Stephanie irritates me a little bit too.
Oh no, I love Stephanie. I love her character.
She
was just dancing around. She's like, I don't want to be stuck in the middle of this couple thing. But she did a really good job, except for she's like, okay, now you can't move my yogurt though. She's like, come on now. Yeah. It's my yogurt. She was ready to go. She was ready to like battle it out for the yogurt. But she's like, this woman is taking over my space. And then when I go to work, they take over my space there. But she was okay. And she said, I'm going to snap over the yogurt.
I wonder how like that relationship is going to develop, because I love the closeness that Amelia and Stephanie have, and I feel like they're more like sisters than Amelia and Meredith are.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
Yeah, which is weird because like you
yeah, because why wouldn't Amelia go to Gray?
Like,
but I understand because Gray, Meredith is really good friends with Owen, so it's just, I guess she maybe have needed a person outside of the group.
I guess, because that was my question. I was like, why didn't she go, like, you're sitting in a studio apartment, why go over to Meredith's house?
Because I don't think Meredith and Amelia have very much in common. They've never really had a lot in common. They've always kind of been at odds.
Yeah, but she's been
closer after
they have
he
a
died.
Little bit, but I think that Stephanie, like, everything that she kind of went through growing up and being like a sickly child and like all of that, I think she can relate to Amelia in a different way with all of like her, like all the attention like she's needed with all of her like issues and everything. I think they just kind of like relate to each other on a different level, and I think that's why she just feels more comfortable there.
Do we think Amelia's gonna relapse?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so either.
I think she's too strong right now. But she's very clear.
I'd be
clear.
Really disappointed if she did.
Yeah. I feel like maybe she's very clear about what she's doing.
I know. So I'd be like,
and then that way it'd be for Owen to... But Owen likes to save people. He likes to be... He wants to be a dad. He wants to be to protect people. He wants to take care of people. So... I don't know.
Yeah. Meredith's too, like, worried about Alex and Owen. Like, she's like, you deal with Amelia. Like, I gotta go find Alex.
And
yeah.
then, like, at the end, her name is escaping me, but the other sister,
Maggie.
Maggie's like, Amelia's gone? Like, she's just like, wait, everybody's gone. And I'm like, everybody. And while you're at it, Miss Maggie, where are the kids?
Like, everybody's gone.
Oh, man. Lauren, do you think Meredith and Amelia are too similar? Oh, my gosh. I could not disagree more.
Yeah, I disagree, Lauren.
So different. Why do you think that? Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting take. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, I would really like to know that they are completely different.
I mean, if I was going to look at it from Lauren's point of view, I mean, they both have been through so much. You know,
that's true.
I mean, you know, Amelia's been through drug addiction and you know, having a baby that was a unicorn right. baby, and you know, all this stuff. And then you know, Meredith, obviously, the show is focused around her, so she's obviously been through a lot more than Amelia has. But I can see where Lauren G is kind of going with that, but mm-hmm. I feel like their temperaments and they're just two totally different people and how they handle situations. Like you said earlier, mm-hmm. Amelia's more of a crybaby and Meredith is like, get over it. Like, let's go.
Yeah, Meredith, mm-hmm. like, she bounces.
She's tough, yeah.
But she's more of a rubber band, mm-hmm. I feel yeah. like. She bounces back. It might take her a second, but she does.
I mean, her husband
died. She hardens every mm-hmm. time, but yeah. She's still
powerful.
Like,
I mean, she's almost died like 8 times already.
I know, I swear, between being blown up yeah. and drowned and shot at. I mean, I don't know.
A lot has happened to her.
Gosh, we could do a whole after show on just the things that happened.
Okay, now see, they bury their feelings. Amelia is dark and twisty and doesn't uh-huh. talk, but it leads to drug use. Uh-huh. So what about, how does Meredith?
I feel like Amelia whines so much. But I feel like Meredith, everyone knows how she feels.
Meredith does drown her stuff, but she's like, let's get to business. Like, yeah. she's like a strong horse.
Where
like
Amelia buries herself. Literally buries herself under her rainbow blanket.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much.
Yeah. Meredith just, like, uses it to kind of power on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Okay. I can see
okay,
that.
Okay. We see.
Interesting.
We follow you.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I
we got you now.
All right. Well, all in all, the hockey players are okay. The baby's okay.
Yes.
The mom may be okay.
Looks I'm like surprised it could nobody. Be. Was anybody? I was expecting that the Steve, the Lyft driver, was going to die. This
I
episode.
Thought so too.
Oh, right?
So I was glad that his scans
no.
came back okay. Everything
no,
was good.
He's fine.
So it was like, you know, nobody died today.
Yeah. He was so adorable looking after people, though.
He's and like, he was so
that's why
he
always
so
died.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Because they kept referring to the head CTs, and then they were like, he has kids. Like, he's making us like him. And,
uh-huh.
and I was
he's
like,
so
he's not going to make it. But then he did. And I love that, like, last moment that he had with Owen. Just Owen, like, reaffirming that, you know, you are a hero. Like, that's all he really wanted.
That wasn't Owen who said that. Who was that?
Oh, not Owen. I'm sorry. Yeah. Dr. Warren.
Warren.
Yeah,
Dr. Warren.
Warren.
Yeah. Thank you.
But he
that
was
really
excited
cute.
That he saved that guy's life. You know, he just really wanted to do good. And it was nice
like,
that Ben gave
woo!
That to him.
That was cute when he
yeah,
said that.
Yeah.
That was so cute. So I was like, okay, now we
yeah,
can all rest.
That was nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is anybody interested in the Riggs and Meredith thing? Because they haven't really touched on that in a couple of episodes.
Oh, I like it. I wanted to go back. I feel like Maggie's over it. Let's just let them, like, hook up. I feel like Meredith needs it.
Riggs was a little flirty with, that little, with Riggs and Eliza in a room. Minnick.
Oh, I didn't take it that way.
I sense, because maybe he just has that smoldering type of attitude that
maybe.
Just comes like, is
I
he flirting
he
with her?
Kind of, like, has that kind of, like,
yeah,
where
that
it
swag.
Seems like, yeah, where it seems like he's
swag.
Just, yeah, flirting with everyone.
Yeah, because
she's lesbian.
Isn't she, yeah, she's
yeah.
A little, yeah, yeah.
I think
little
she likes scared. Arizona. She's
yeah.
like, oh,
yeah.
So.
I wonder if that's going to go.
That could
seem
be.
Like it.
Arizona, Murphy, I
would love them together. I don't. I
no.
like Murphy, but I don't like her and Arizona together. I think she's too young. But her and like Minnick, I think that they are a formidable foe for each other. I feel like they would challenge each other. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Could be good.
Yeah.
Arizona looked like she was ready to hit her when she said something. Ooh. She's like, "Oh, you have no idea what I went through this girl." She just didn't even say anything. She said, "I'm just going to go away." Yeah, Lauren's just like, "That's just Rig. Rig is just
Mirth
is dead.
Oh. No. Oh,
I like them together. I thought it was hot. Car sex is hot.
I love it. No, I like it. I love them together. Stop it, you guys. No.
So, no on Maggie? Well, we don't know where Maggie is with Riggs. She may still like him.
They haven't really
talked about it. He didn't want to date her. She's fine. She'll bounce back.
I hope she's not like thirsty like that. Though.
Oh, she's super thirsty.
I know, but I hope she's not like that thirsty where she like keeps going after him and going after him. I'm like, okay, let's file the restraining order and move on. Because no, she's too pretty. She's too smart. Like that's
you can find somebody who wants you.
I think she'll be okay.
Yes, I think so too.
All right, let's see what else do we got. I think that's pretty much
we covered everything.
Oh, let's talk about the preview for next week.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you want to do? Let's do predictions.
Yes.
Go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. It's my favorite.
Okay, you can start.
Oh, okay. Oh, you just... Okay, great. Let's see. I'm still sticking to my DeLuca drop the charges. Okay. I know you guys keep saying that it's a state thing, but I feel like that's what happened. TV magic, whatever.
It's real life.
It's whatever. In terms of Jerrica Hinton leaving the show... I feel like what I said earlier before about the residents wanting to learn more, mm-hmm. And there being that power struggle between the attendings and the residents and mm-hmm. how the attendings are stuck in their ways, I feel like that's why she might leave the show, because mm-hmm. she's probably going to get something better. Because remember, she got that award, that offer to go to New York, because mm-hmm. she's that smart and that good, but then she turned it down. So I think that that's how she's going to leave the show. That's my prediction.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
My prediction is Riggs and Meredith together. Sorry, guys. No, I want to see that.
I'm with you.
And Maggie will get over it. And Karev worked out some sort of deal with the DA where he's first time charged. Somehow it worked out that he got like crazy community service. But then, okay. So that he can make the pancakes and everything for the family. And we can start seeing these kids, because somebody needs to feed the kids and take care of the kids. And I think Eliza and Arizona are going to end up getting together, and mm-hmm. I think Murphy is going to rise up and be a really good star the way she mm-hmm. is, and that's pretty much what I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you, Kel?
I think there's definitely going to be a lot of friction at the hospital and a lot of people challenging Bailey. So I wonder if the owners of the hospital are going to pull rank since they actually own stock in it, mm-hmm. and I wonder if that's going to become an issue between like Avery's family, the foundation, and like, I wonder if we're going to see any of that, especially with what we saw in the preview with Meredith and, you know, kind of basically saying no and Bailey sending her home. So I just wonder how strongly she's going to fight. And I mean, we'll see if Alex is hiding. That's kind of one of the things. Do we think he's on the run, hiding under the blankets in Meredith's bed?
Hide at his best friend's house. Yeah, I don't think so. He wouldn't hide at home. Doesn't he live with her right now? I think he lives with her right now.
I mean, I think we would have seen in all her searching for him if there was like a warrant out for his arrest.
Yes, that's true.
And the police probably would have came to her house first.
What did it kept saying? The canceled or like
the
on hold?
It was postponed.
So that's why I think there's something going on. Maybe DeLuca did step really up and drop the charges.
I mean, because he seemed surprised that they couldn't find Alex. Alex was gone. He was like, wait a minute. Like, he was about to say something to Arizona at the end. So, I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah.
I mean,
we probably
won't find out for like 4 episodes, but probably. We'll see.
And I mean, I'm glad that you brought up the preview for next episode before we wrap up. Just that feud between Meredith and Bailey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Meredith has this really strong relationship with Richard, and it's like he's like her dad, like that's her father figure.
Well,
so
that's her sister's dad.
Yeah, and if she didn't go to bat for him, like you were saying, like they're a family. So if she didn't go to bat for him, I would be really disappointed in her.
Right.
Like I get Bailey is like her mentor, but Meredith is like, I mean, Weber is like family.
Yeah.
It's another family struggle because they're all linked, you know, in some way.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's why it sometimes becomes very incestuous. I'm like, what is going on?
All in all, it was a really good episode.
Yes,
it was a great episode. Where it goes. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, guys. We love having you. Keep going to iTunes and YouTube and downloading the podcast, leaving your comments, and you know, tweet us, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. You can find me at Kelly with an IE079.
You can find me at Shannon Bobo everywhere, and I will follow back.
You can reach me at I am Timothy Mike on all social media platforms. Thank you guys, everybody in the chat. It was awesome chatting with you guys.
Yes, love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for being on the chat.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.